It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular weekly contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. When most people think of the Census Bureau, they think of the government counting the population of the U.S. once every 10 years. But the U.S. Census Bureau does conduct surveys on various aspects of American life every year. Dr. Husing says that they are called the American Community Survey.
That's correct. It started about 2007, I believe, and we've been getting data every year rather than every 10 years. Which for people that are worried about public policy and where things are going, it's very important information to have at your disposal.
Now, this is data that relates specifically to the Inland Empire.
Correct, that is
true. To Riverside and San Bernardino counties.
Actually, what they do is in September, they release data on the counties as well as cities that have 65,000 people or more. In December, they release data on cities of every size.
So you've got the September data here.
The September data just came out.
All right.
It has some rather interesting facts in it. The good news is we have been showing improvement in most of the metrics dealing with prosperity, which is good news. One of the headlines is for the first time, the Inland Empire now has a majority group again. That majority group is Hispanics. Totally, they were 50.5%, 2.3 million Hispanics. That contrasts with the rest of Southern California, where it's 43%.
So in the Inland Empire, in both Riverside and San Bernardino counties, Latinos, Hispanics are the majority.
They're a majority for the full region. Between the two counties, there is a difference.
Okay.
It is 52.8% of San Bernardino County. It is 48.4% in Riverside County. So a slight difference between the two. However, the group obviously is very large for the region. We are the largest, the fourth largest metro area in terms of the number of Hispanics and the share of the population that is Hispanic
in the United States. In the United States.
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
So that's sort of the headline on that. When we look at the other groups within the population, the white non-Hispanic population, the total for the region together was 33%, which is just slightly less than the 33.5% for the rest of Southern California. So basically one out of three people. There's quite a difference there between the two counties, though. In Riverside County, the white non-Hispanic population is 36%. In San Bernardino, it's 29.2. So there's quite a large difference there between the two counties.
Okay.
When you look at the other two major groups, African American for the region is 7%. The Asian population is almost the same, 6.7. So the Asian population is growing. It is quite different than the rest of Southern California, where Asians are 14.6, so going on 15% of the population. In terms of the two counties, one of the differences is the Asian population is 7.3% in San Bernardino County, but only 6.3% of Riverside County. So you're seeing a greater movement of Asians so far coming mostly out of L.A. into San Bernardino County.
As opposed to, I would think that into Riverside County, they might come from Orange and San Diego counties not to the same degree.
No, not to the same degree.
Okay.
Now, that's one metric that I found. These, again, are 2016 numbers. That's what we get every September we lag a year.
So there's the breakdown generally in terms of ethnicity. Any other breakdowns that the American Community Survey, the Census Bureau's yearly numbers show us?
Yes. A very important set of data for the Inland Empire is educational attainment.
Ah, yes, something you talk about a lot.
I talk about it a lot, and I generally, people don't like the fact that I keep talking about that it's not the greatest on earth. What we see here is that the share of the population that stopped their schooling with high school or less in Riverside County was 45.2%. It is down from 46.4 the previous year, which is good news. That is a smaller share of the population of Riverside County
that stopped their education.
Stopped at high school or less.
All right.
It's also true in San Bernardino County that it went down, though it didn't go down as much. It went down to 47.6 from 47.8, so just a 0.2% decline. But at least they're moving in the right direction, which is what we're looking for.
Still, it's just generally about half of what would we say the working age population.
It's a very large share, and it, of course, creates several major issues for us as we go along.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.